And so to do your fermentation, you need a few tools, most of which you have around your kitchen, but there are a couple specialty things that I'll point out. So one of the things that's really helpful, and we use canning jars because we have a gazillion canning jars. And so we use quart canning jars and half gallon canning jars. And that works fine. As I mentioned, it'll make, a few bottles of hot sauce. And one of the specialized fermentation tools that's really handy is this pickle packer, which is this, it's the hourglass shaped piece of wood there. And that helps to pack the peppers into the jar firmly. And that's really useful because the peppers are really where the flavor are. And so the more peppers you can cram into a jar, the better. And so that packer really helps you get a lot of peppers in. It also helps to reduce the amount of potential for air pockets, which you want to try to avoid. You'll also be making a brine solution, which is just a mixture of salt and water. And that seems easy enough, but on the water side, you want to use non-chlorinated water. Municipalities add chlorination to water to prohibit microbial growth, and we're shooting for the opposite here. So you want to use non-chlorinated water, and you don't have to buy fancy bottled water. You could just go buy a gallon jug of distilled water from the grocery store. That'll work just fine. And then on the salt side, you want to use a sea salt or a kosher salt. You don't want to use something that's iodine. You don't want to have anything that's got anti-caking agents in it. So a kosher salt is really what you want to do. So that's the second specialty thing. The third is you want to have, as I mentioned, this is an anaerobic process. And so you want to keep the solids away from oxygen. And so one way you can do that is to keep the solids below the level of your brine liquid. And to do that, you can use these glass weights. I call them pickle pebbles. That might be a marketable term. That might be on the box. And they're just little glass weights that are the size of the opening of your jar. And so you just fill your jar up and you put the weight on, and that helps keep the solids below the level of the liquid. And then the last specialty thing you need is an airlock to keep that oxygen out. And so they sell a lot of different varieties of these. There's this pink one on here. I call it a pickle nipple. And the little nipple part's got a little slit in it, and it allows carbon dioxide to come out, but doesn't let air to come in. You could also use these other airlocks because I do home brewing. I have a lot of this style airlock, and it's just a little container that you put with water and you put a cap on it, and it lets carbon dioxide bubble out and keeps oxygen from going in. One other thing I'll mention that is important are latex gloves. So if you've ever cut up hot peppers and you've touched parts of your body and regretted it, don't skip on the disposable gloves, because you will regret it, especially with the hot peppers. But by and large, you just use what you have in your kitchen. And it's a relatively, before I get into the actual process, I'll talk about two numbers to know. First is the brine. The number you're shooting for your concentration of salt in your brine is about 2 to 5%. And we usually go for about 3%. So if you're, and we do things by weight because salts will weigh differently. So if you use about 30 grams, it says 28 grams of salt per quart of water, that will get you in the range of brine that you need for this particular project. The other thing you want to keep in mind number-wise is pH. And you're looking to get your pH below 4.6.